Yerushalmi, Peah, corresponding to Bavli, Vochim, Daf, Chof, Dalet. We begin in Peah on Daf, Tevvav, Alvad Aleph, at the Mishnah HaMachlik B'Tzalim. HaMachlik B'Tzalim, Lachim, Lashuk, Mekayim, Yevashim, Legoyrin, Noisen Peah, Le'elu, Le'atzmon, Le'el, Le'atzmon, V'chein, Ba'afunim, V'chein, Bekerim. Mishnah says if one separates out moist onions for the market and leaves the dry ones for storage, he gives Peah for each one separately. And the same applies to beans and to the grapes of a vineyard. Hamid al noisen min amashur, ama sheshia, hamachlik me'achas yad noisen min amashur ala kol. But if he only thins them out by removing some growth in order that those ones that are left in the ground should grow better, then he gives peah from the remainder, but not from those that were removed. And if he picked all of it for the same purpose, such as for the market or for storage, he gives from the remainder for all of it. The Gemara says, Tani amirig chayav b'tchilasei b'chayav b'soifei. The Brisa says, for mirig, it obligates at the beginning, which are the moist ones, and at the end, which are the dry ones. Ve'edin amirig, what's the law of mirig? Amibiyumya ke'adada tanin hamachlik b'tzalem l'shuk amakayim yivayshim l'goyren. Rabbiyumya answers, it's the case of our Mishnah. This mirig is actually our Mishnah if one separates out moist onions for the market and leaves dry ones for storage. And here mirig means dividing or separating out. Amibiyosi adin kitzcha. Kad at Zarla, he avid betzal dakik, kad at chatela, hu avid betzal rav. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says mirig refers to an onion seed. When it's sown, a small edible onion grows. When that small onion is removed from the ground and later replanted, it becomes a large onion, and both stages are obligated in peah. And the Gemara asked, Leikain man and amrin, hov hu lezriya ye patim in a peah, bechitin loy lezriyahin? If not, what would we say? Would you think that just because it was planted and not for consumption, it should be exempt from peah? Isn't wheat also used for sowing, but the peah still has to be given? Chitin ruban la'achila v'zeh ruban l'zviyah. The answer is no, because most wheat is eaten, but most onions are used for replanting. Adat rebiumya yerek chayav b'peah. Now, according to rebiumya, that mirg means separating out. Is a vegetable that can't be stored away as it will rot, is that obligated in peah? So how could moist onions be obligated? Mina Machnasai Lakiyam, the answer is that its species means onions in general, albeit dry ones, are stored away. Ma'avid Lake Rabbi Yossi, Gomahu, Ba'ina Machusa El Eliyavish. So, how would Rabbi Yossi explain the Mishnah? It's referring not to wet onions that can't be stored away as they rot, but rather to ripe onions that may need to be dried out. Tani Leket Kitzircha, Ba'lai Leket Kituf. The Bible says the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Yotef Pasuk Tes, you shall not gather the gleanings of your harvest. Not referring to the gleanings of your hand pickings, which is not usually done when harvesting. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that one who picks some ears for his dough, even as much as he wants, means a large quantity, is exempt from pear, since harvesting is usually done to a significant portion of the field harvested at the same time. Rabbi Loza says, even if harvested with a sickle, since it's for his dough, it will be exempt. And Rabbi Yossi, Ruhu Shashia, Rabbi Yossi says it's only true if he left over some produce still standing. V'atani ha'ele chamesh gefonim, v'hu boitzom, v'machnif v'nosech b'isoy, potem in a peret, u min ha'shicha, u min ha'per, v'chai bo'oilus. That's the correct gesa. We have a question. The writer says if a person had only five vines and he harvested them and brought them into his house, is exempt from peret, from shicha, and from peah, but it's obligated in oilus. Means, and even if he didn't leave any grapes on the vine, it's exempt from peah. And Rabbi Yudan, Kan b'gemurois, kan b'shin and gemurois, and the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yudan says, Rabbi Yossi was referring to ripe produce. This brisa that doesn't require leaving behind standing produce is referring to unripe grapes. And Rabbi Yossi, afilu teima, kan v'kan b'gemurois, kan v'kan b'shin and gemurois, kan k'she b'kesh la'achlam anovim, b'ram hacha, k'she b'kesh la'soysam yayin oise. And Rabbi Yossi rejects this. He says, no, they could both refer to ripe produce or both refer to unripe produce. The Brisa refers to when he wants to eat them as grapes immediately. Rabbi Yossi is referring to when he wants to make wine from them and he'll store them away. Had the Yalfa Minahi, the Ahi Yalfa Minado. Had the Yalfa Minahi, Kashi Bikesh Lasoysam Melilos, Afilo Loit Shia, Bahi Yalfa Minado, Shein Bikesh Lasoysam Yayin, Bihi Shir Shia. The law of the Brisa and the law of Rabbi Yossi can learn from each other. Rabbi Yossi's law means he must leave over, can learn from the Brisa. If he intended to eat the grains as kernels, he wouldn't need to leave any over. And the Brisa can learn from Rabbi Yossi that if he intended to make grapes into wine, he must leave some over. Hamedal b'chulei, Tanya am Rabbi Yehuda, b'medal amurim, b'medal ashuk, av b'medal lebayis, noisim l'mashur al hakol. The Mishnah taught earlier that if he only thins them out, he gives peah from the remainders, but not from those that were removed. Rabbi Yehuda taught in a brisa that this applies when he thins them out and sells them, but if he brings them home to store, they are also obligated in peah. Loisayf davar leveisay el afilu leshuk noisim lemashur al hakol. Rav Zeir says that their exemption applies when he planted them densely to later be able to thin them out. If that wasn't his original intention, but he later decided to thin them out, even if he sells them, they're obligated since he originally viewed them as food.